The DOJ has sent out a new training video to 18,000 law enforcement agencies. It's meant to be a primer on a police officer's duty to protect privacy rights. The video reminds officers that it's illegal to gather people's personal identification data unless they are suspects in a crime. And it includes this warning about the potential costs of violating privacy rights.
The consequences may include lawsuits with costly settlements or consent decrees that restrict your agency's activities. Diminished support from state and local government leaders, decreased trust from citizens, and reduced mission effectiveness. In some cases, it can result in criminal prosecution of individual officers.
Just a week after this video was distributed, the ACLU sent out a letter asking police agencies across the country how long their departments keep cell phone records that include GPS information about the location of a cell phone user, and what legal standard police use to obtain those records. Wisconsin ACLU spokeswoman Stacey Harbaugh says her group is worried about police tracking people without getting a search warrant from a judge.
You know, if we're going in and out of a bar or a church or an abortion clinic or the house of someone we're having an affair with, I mean, this, it's not attached to our body, but it's a part of our physical movement. So if it is a violation of privacy, then state and federal laws should step up and say it requires a warrant.
Harbaugh says once their records request is filled, the ACLU will create an online map with links to the policies on cell phone tracking by police departments across the country. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.